Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the NMIC South Fast Break Show. We do this show every Monday night at 9:30 Pacific time. Glad you're listening. If you can't listen live, you can always listen to the podcast by going to www.blogtalkradio.com. Punch in the NWAC South Fast Break Show, and you'll get every single show that we have ever done. I am Gregory Crawford. I host this show each week. And if you've never listened to me before or you listen often, you know that I love the NWAC. It's my favorite basketball league, despite the fact I'm a product of the Northwest Conference, which I also love. But it's fun basketball. It's exciting. It's got great coaches. And speaking of great coaches, we have four great coaches on this program each week, and they're not only shaping the lives of young women on the basketball floor, but off the basketball floor as well. And as I say each week, we start the program off with Trevor Hopp, the outstanding men's coach at Southwestern Oregon Community College in beautiful, beautiful Coos Bay, Oregon. And it's got to be beautiful down there, Trevor, in the fall, summer, winter, and spring.
No doubt. It always is. And today was another beautiful day as all faculty and staff reported back to campus for our first day of in-service. And so we have a little bit of meetings going on and some educational training going on this week before the guys move in on Friday and Saturday this weekend, and then we'll start school on Monday. So it's there's a great vibe around the campus right now. It's exciting.
Exciting time indeed. Don't forget those flu shots now this year. I got mine today, and they're predicting a tough flu season, so we want to include those, right?
No doubt. I'm a big proponent myself and have not got mine yet, but I will be doing that for sure.
Hey, Trevor, I'm going to ask everybody, I always like to do this on this program, you guys are fabulous when I do it, the same question, at least one of the same question. You know, everyone asks me that listens to these programs, and I haven't got to this yet in all these years, they always hear coaches say that person's got to be a great teammate. What is your definition or what constitutes a great teammate in basketball?
Well, you know, in our sport of basketball, I think being a great teammate is very valuable. And there are some things that are hard to measure, but I think just bringing positive energy, unselfishness, and you hear that a lot in coaching too, and you hear a bit about it on offense, but unselfishness happens on defense too and stuff like that. Just being able to communicate, being able to get along, you know, competing against each other but knocking each other down, helping each other up, just being a great teammate is something we talk about a lot, and we say, hey, be the type of teammate that you'd want to play with. You know, so somebody that's going to be an encourager, somebody who's going to bring positive energy, somebody who's going to work really hard and be fun to be around.
And I would imagine, Trevor, that being a great teammate dictates playing time.
You know, it plays into it. I mean, those great teammates, all those attributes I was just talking about, that they help you be a better player. So that's part of it, too. You know, and we talk about, we just want guys we want to be around our guys as coaches, but we want our players to have fun being around each other too. And with our location and where we are and down here in a smaller community, you know, our guys spend a lot of time together. So we do, we want good teammates and guys that are fun to be around.
There's no question where you're located is a great place. I've been there many times. I love it. But you do travel a bit when you're a member of the Southwestern Oregon Community College basketball teams. How do you gear up your freshman players for that? Is there anything you do to kind of get them in the mood to travel a lot?
No, you know, they see our schedule. We're up front about our schedule. You know, we tell them, hey, you know, depending on where you come from, obviously we're probably going to travel more than your high school team. And, but other than that, you know, I think they talk to the sophomores and things like that. And guys are used to traveling now, and it's so much easier than it used to be with computers and the phones and all that stuff. It really makes it a lot more enjoyable. And then, you know, a lot of them just spend time sleeping too. So it's not, I mean, it's not as bad as people think, but we are in those vans and shuttles and buses a lot. And, but we try to make it an enjoyable experience.
Very good. Anybody that follows me on Facebook, Trevor, knows that I like to share pictures of the lost ballparks. I put them up all the time. It's pretty fascinating to me to see all these old great baseball parks and everything. But I'm fascinated by arenas, gyms, anything. I think it's such a big, vital part of sports. Talk a little bit about your home floor.
Well, we play on Spiesel Court that was named after our retired athletic director, and that's in Prosper Hall. And we're just fortunate to have such a great place. It is, you know, the fans are right on top of you just because it's a smaller gym. And we think we use that to our advantage. And a lot of fellow athletes and just student body in general like to come out to games on Wednesday nights or Saturday nights and what have you, and just have a lot of fun. You know, and it does have that old school gym vibe to it, which we've embraced, and we just like being in it. And we think it's a fun place to play. And, you know, the other thing that our players really appreciate is just the access and being able to get in there, whether it's early in the morning or even late at night, and be able to get some shots up and things like that. So it's a fun place to play, and I feel lucky to coach there.
Trevor, the travel part aside, what's the key to preparing a basketball team to play on the road? Or is it the same as playing at home, in your expert opinion?
Well, I mean, to win on the road, you just, you know, we talk about starting with defense and eliminating turnovers. You just never know how you're going to shoot on the road. You know, things like that. So, you know, I think there is a slight difference, and just, you know, you're in the vans or the bus for whatever, for 3-4 hours. And so, but I think if you can start with defense and concentrate on that and concentrate on taking care of the ball, I think those things are huge for getting road wins. You know, so, but you got to do that at home too. But I think, you know, we try to concentrate on those things really from the get-go about when we go on the road.
Great start tonight, Trevor Hopp. We appreciate it very much, and we'll talk to you again next Monday night.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me. We'll talk to you later.
You betcha. And now let's swing up to beautiful Eugene, Oregon, where there's a somber tone because of the Ducks losing in football. But here's a guy that loves two-pointers and loves three-pointers, Bruce Jobka, the head men's coach of Lane Community College. Bruce, how you doing tonight?
I'm fabulous. I also like chocolate, so let's just be honest. It's a good day to be a Lane Titan. My good friend down in Coos Bay just did a great infomercial about his school and his program and his gym, and that's some good stuff right there. He just put on a clinic. It was good stuff.
Very good, and, you know, now it's your turn. Tell us about where you play your home games, what you like about it, and all that other good stuff.
Well, you mentioned flu shots. I'm 39 years old. I've never had a flu shot, and I've never had the flu. So hopefully here's to 40 years, so you never know. But talking about our Titan Arena, as I like to call it, you know, we just got our floor sanded down this summer and repainted, and they did a great job of staining our paint area underneath the basket. It came out real nice. They stained that, and then just a little bit darker than our floor, so added some new, put the NWAC logo on there on two different spots, and then they put our Lane Titan logo on there at two or three different spots. So it came out real nice. So we were pretty excited about that. And I was trying to get from our facilities guys or administration when the last time they actually, I think, shaved or sanded our floor all the way down to the nub, as they like to say. But I think they came up with that's the first time since it got painted. So we're pretty excited about that. It came out pretty special. And, you know, I like our gym. Our gym is big and spacious, great place to play. And, you know, it's real colorful. They painted it probably about 4 years ago, the inside of the gym, and that came out real nice. And now to get our floor down, our school colors is royal blue. So we had the Carolina blue there going. It was so old and dingy, so now it looks pretty sharp. So we were pleased and happy that our school did that for us.
Very good. I love it. Hey, Bruce, what's your definition of being a good teammate? We hear that buzzword all the time now, and I think let's amplify on it tonight.
You know, I think ditto to what Coach Hopp said, but that was some quality stuff you mentioned. But I think I'll add to it. I think when the chips are down and you're maybe not doing well as a team, it's always great to see the guys that are positive and are good teammates even when they're screwing up or they know that, you know, you're not having a good game, they try to get you going and they're positive. Sort of, you know, when the chips are down, that men show a ton of leadership and help each other out. I think that's the biggest part of being a good teammate. It shows that you got each other's back and that kind of thing. There's nothing worse than, you know, when the scoreboard says you're getting your teeth kicked in and, you know, a teammate's amplifying that with his body language or, you know, getting on your butt. He just threw you a great pass and you fumbled and it goes out of bounds and he starts yelling at you. There's nothing worse when you see that. But I think being a good teammate is having, you know, respect for each other and continue to be positive. And, you know, it's not the end of the world if you are getting your teeth kicked in. Let's live to fight another day and not blow up our whole team chemistry and our family kind of thing. So, you know, I think just being able to rely on each other and be a foxhole guy when times are tough.
Bruce, what is the keys to preparing a team to win on the road in basketball? It's talked about every year. The percentages are against you, but the teams that succeed are the teams that win on the road.
Yeah, I'm not being funny or anything. I think that's one of the best questions you've ever asked us on the show, and that's something I've tried to read about, research. I always talk to coaches that I respect and try to get tidbits, because I think any time a team can go on the road and win a conference game in somebody else's gym, you're doing something really special. And I think one thing that we've done, and I've learned from, you know, stole ideas from coaches and stuff, is we embrace it. We talk about going on the road, how you have to be special. We talk about, you know, a place like going to Swauk, you know, where it's loud and crazy and it's hot sometimes and you're on the road and the fans down there are on your butt yelling at you and that kind of stuff. We talk about it ahead of time. You know, we even go to the deal when we're watching film, we'll pause it and say, hey, this is where we're playing Saturday night. This is their gym. You know, if you go to Mount Hood, you know, a lot of shooters have trouble shooting in Mount Hood because of the open deal. You know, there's no background kind of thing for their behind their basket. So we embrace it. We talk about it. You know, we tell our shooters, hey, when we're going to Mount Hood, no excuses. We told you about it. You know, get it. Get halftime. Let's fast. And I think just trying to get our kids to understand, hey, this is what we're up against. We already know about it. It's not a big thing. It's sort of maybe to use a little reverse psychology that way. But you're right. It's a challenge to go on the road in any league, you know, the NBA, JUCO, D3, D2, any level, D1. So, you know, like I said, if you can get a win on the road in conference, you're doing something pretty special.
Very well said, Bruce. Great job tonight per usual, and we'll talk to you again next Monday night.
Thanks for having me. Have a good week, Greg.
You betcha. That's Bruce Chofka, the head men's coach at Lane Community College in Eugene, Oregon. Now let's switch up to beautiful Portland, Oregon, my birthplace, and we'll talk to Tony Broaddus, the head men's basketball coach of the Portland Community College Panthers. Good evening, Tony. And, of course, Tony has won a state championship in high school and an NWAC championship, which is pretty darn terrific. Tony, you won that NWAC championship playing every game on the road. What's the keys to preparing a team to play on the road?
Hey, Greg, good to be on the show. You know, there's a lot of things that come into play in games on the road, but I think it starts with knowing your opponent, you know, and knowing their tendencies and what they like to do and being able to take away at least one of those things that they like to do. And then focus, you know, you got to make sure your guys are not going to get caught up in what the other guy, people in the stands are saying, you know, especially if you go to Clackamas, you got to know that their baseball players are good supporters of their team. So they may be yelling some stuff to you. If you go to SWAC, you know that their students are right there next to you. And if they're in the midst of a real good season, then it's really going to be rough to play there. So you got to be able to focus in. And then referees, you know, I don't know if it's true or not, but kids always feel like that they're getting the raw end of the deal when they're on the road. So they've got to be able to play through that. So a lot of little things, you know, but it's fun. It's definitely fun to get on the road. And we always try to take pride in quieting the crowd. And we get a kick out of that. We had a game last year at one of the schools. I won't say it, not in the effort of not trying to brag, but we shut their crowd up so fast that it just was a fun game the whole way through.
Tony, I love going to your gym arena, and evidenced by the number of times you see me there. But talk a little bit about your home court and it's a fun place to play.
Yeah, it's pretty unique, you know, in the way that the gym is set up. And it sits right on Killingsworth, right kitty corner across from Jefferson High School's football field. And then it's got that big glass window there that adds a little different feel to it. I like it. I think teams enjoy it. One thing I've noticed is that big-time players tend to really play well in our gym, which I think is doesn't help us a whole lot from when the visitors come in. But it's fun, you know. And what my assistant coach Aaron Bell always jokes around, he says he loves that during the game or right before the game, if a cop car flies by that window and the sirens are going off, he said that he thinks that spooks the other team out. So we always chuckle about it, and hopefully it does.
And it does happen from time to time, right?
It does. And he always jokes about possibly trying to set that up to happen right at the right time of the game.
I love it. Hey, Tony, what's your definition of being a good teammate? You're certainly an expert coach in basketball, and it's a buzzword, but it's also an important word.
Yeah, it is, and it's multifaceted as well. But it starts with knowing that you're trying to be friends with guys and get to know guys that may be from different backgrounds, and you know you're not going to take out any of your anger about playing time on a teammate, you know, and those little things. But I got a quick story for you, Greg. I played at Lane Community College in basketball, played basketball and baseball there, and I had a guy who was a friend of mine that I met while playing named Chris Gubrud. His son is the quarterback at Eastern Washington right now, Gabe Gubrud. But anyway, me and Chris were playing, fighting for minutes at position. And Chris lived like maybe 2 minutes from the school. I lived 30 minutes from the school, and I was catching the city bus to practice and everything. Chris would come pick me up, so I would save me this long bus ride. When he lived right next to the school, man, and we were developed a friendship, I always thought that was an awesome thing because we were fighting for the same minutes, you know. And he's a white guy from North Eugene. I'm a black kid from Jefferson. And, man, that didn't make a difference at all. So when you say good teammate, Chris Gubrud, the father of Gabe, the quarterback at Eastern Washington, he, to me, was an awesome teammate. And what he did there, I'll never forget.
Yeah, I love that story. Very, very good, Tony. And that is the definition of a great, great teammate. Tony, are you starting to really get those butterflies churning and the weather's changed in Portland, Oregon? It's basketball time, baby.
It is, man, and I'm anxious. I really am. We start up Monday with school and our advanced basketball class, and we'll get after it. I'm ready, man. I'm already practicing my speeches and everything. I really have to go, man. I can't wait.
Absolutely. Hey, great job tonight, Tony. Pleasure to know you. Thanks for being a big part of this program from day one. We'll talk to you again next Monday night.
All right. Take care.
You betcha. That's Tony Broaddus, the head men's coach of Portland Community College. Now we're going to talk with Brian Stamm, the associate head coach and a big part of this program from Clackamas Community College in beautiful Oregon City, Oregon. Brian, how you doing tonight?
Greg, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Our pleasure. And, Brian, talk a little bit about your home court, Randall Hall, a fun place to watch basketball and very loud and usually very good crowds.
Yeah, we pride ourselves on having good crowds, and with the tradition we've been able to establish at Clackamas, we get a good community support behind us, and a lot of even teachers and faculty members from campus will come out and catch games and support us throughout the season. But I think our biggest attribute in our facility is we have 11 sports at Clackamas, and all the student athletes really get out and encourage each other, especially at basketball games. But we try and repay the favors to the baseball team, to the softball team, track and field programs, and, get out to all the different events as they come to ours and really create that good atmosphere for us at home.
And, speaking about the teams all getting together, supporting each other, Brian, you are really establishing yourself as a top-flight basketball coach. You'll be a head coach, I think, in Division I at some point. I hope you'll still talk to me then. But anyway, what is the definition of a good teammate?
To me, a good teammate, adding on to what all the other coaches have said tonight, is someone who's willing to do the little things that make your program go and that make your team better. Somebody who makes hustle plays, takes charges, sets a good screen. That all that stuff is essential to the execution of the team. And not everybody is willing to make that kind of sacrifice. And the guys that do are really the best teammates. And then the other part of it is I think it's somebody that's there for people. Last year we had a little bit of chemistry issues with some of our different guys, and we had a great leader named Joey Baldwin. And he did the best he could as our team captain to really hold that team together, hold them accountable, and keep them on the right track. But one of our returning guys now, who was a freshman last year, Daniel Thiessen, was Joey's outlet. He was the guy that Joey could go to and debrief about what had happened in practice and how he had to stop this kid from, getting a technical foul or anything like that, and why guys were doing the things they were doing. And Daniel was really a sounding board and really supported him that way. And I think that's that classic element of, just being a good teammate.
That is a great story. Speaking about being a good teammate, you really have to band together to play on the road. What's some keys to preparation to playing on the road, which I think we're fooling ourselves if we don't think it's different than playing at home?
It's absolutely different. Especially in junior college basketball, you load up into these 15-passenger vans, and we use those, and we also have a little mini bus that we use. And no matter what you're using, you're going to be, squished into a tight space, and You know, if we're going to SWAC, we're driving for four and a half hours. If we're going to Umpqua, we're driving for three. And those are our two longest league games. And even then, you know, when we go to Lane and Lynn Benton, it's about 2 hours. So you got to prepare your guys, you know, with getting hydrated early to make sure that, you know, their muscles are ready when they get there. We always try and build our pregame meal in 4 hours before our games. So that gives us maximum energy when we get the game time. And then I think the other thing is you have to show up a little early. You know, you can't just roll up, expect guys to walk into the locker room, put their uniform on, and then go perform. You know, so we try and get there, you know, sometime right after the start of our women's game. We play right before us in league and have a chance to walk around and stretch your legs a little bit and, you know, get them loose again after being cramped up in that van. And the other thing we try and do as we're driving is we try and build in stops, you know? So if we just stop at a rest stop or, you know, to use a restroom or anything, but even just to get out and walk around, you know, I think that's essential to keeping guys loose.
And, you know, to amplify on what you said there, Brian, is all the good workers that I know, whether they're in management or they're an employee that wants to be in management, they always get to their job early. So they don't just show up 1 minute before the start of their shift. Hey, in conclusion, tonight we got about 2 minutes left, Brian. You gained quite a bit of notoriety as a basketball coach who works with players on certain drills. Is the key to that not only working on something that's going to improve your skill, but having a little fun as well when you do that?
I think that's a big part of it because, you know, I notice now kids are a lot more devoted to the player development stuff and getting in the gym and spending time with it. But, you know, you don't do something unless it's fun or you're getting something out of it. And for a lot of kids, the reward of knowing they're getting better and hitting the shot in the next game that they've been working on all week, that's enough. But for a lot of others, and what makes it easier and more enjoyable is adding a fun element. So, you know, one thing I like to do is I like to build in little competitions, either breaking their own records from, you know, a previous workout or, you know, listing out records. I keep records for most of my drills that I have dating back even 10, 15 years and have numbers that guys got in a drill that they can try and reach for. And then adding, you know, if you're working out multiple guys, have them going against each other or working toward the common goal. That stuff really motivates kids, keeps them going.
Great job tonight, Brian. We'll talk to you again next Monday night. Have a great week at Clackamas Community College.
Thanks, Greg. You have a great week as well.
You betcha. That's Brian Stamm, the associate head coach at Clackamas Community College. Want to thank all the great coaches tonight. Thank you, listeners. And don't forget to make your free throws.